Hello, 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 hello. Just before I started this recording, I'm just telling myself to just do it, just do it. Like Shia LaBeouf said. Which made me think it might be fun to do a skitty version of a just do it video, because it'd be shitposty as fuck. And it's just plain silly, so maybe. Maybe. I looked up the video because I realized I don't think I've ever watched it in full. I just know the meme. But yeah, sometimes I just gotta sit in front of a mic and just record. Just do it. Otherwise I'm procrastinating. But the reason why I haven't been making as many audios is because, not because I'm procrastinating, a little bit because I'm procrastinating, I gotta be honest with myself and with you guys, but I just don't have the energy. Personal life stuff has just taken over my days. I can't really say too much without giving away too much about my life, but by the time I've got shit settled in the day, it's late, I'm tired, and I have to choose between audio work and sleep to function the next day. And that's been hard. Because when I don't get to do audio and make content, I feel bad, and I know I shouldn't, but I honestly really love sitting down in front of the mic and talking with you guys and making role plays, and I could spend hours doing this. But when I'm running on no sleep, it's hard. It's hard. But today was good. I managed to get a nap in. I had a coffee. Because at this point, I know I think I've had 2 years of New Year's resolutions to cut back on coffee, but I think I just need it. One coffee a day will keep me functioning, and maybe a little tea towards the evening. Yeah. Let me take a sip of tea. Off topic. I managed to get my hands on some butter beer a week or two ago. And I was gonna do a first impression, or kind of like a review of the butter beer, because I've never had butter beer. It's actually really fun to say butter beer. But a friend was playing the Hogwarts Legacy game, and I thought I'd open it up while they were playing, just to be a part of the experience. But let me tell you, it wouldn't have been a good review anyways, I think, because I disliked it, and it gave me an upset stomach afterwards. I swear on Pinklin that hours later after drinking it, I went and threw up. Is butterbeer supposed to be kept in cold or warm temperature? Are you supposed to drink it cold or warm? I think in the book, I always remember Harry and them drank it while it was warm. Because it's a nice warm drink for winter, but this looked like it came in almost like, you know, those dark beer bottles. I can't imagine drinking it warm. It would have been so, it was already quite sweet. I found it too sweet. Making it warm would be no good. Have you guys had butter beer? Did I just get a bad batch? I guess I haven't had butterscotch or root beer in who knows how long, and I don't remember what the flavors are supposed to taste like. I think that's what butterbeer is. It's a combination of butterscotch flavors and root beer. I might be completely wrong, and you guys are laughing at me right now, but it tasted disgusting. I didn't like it. I'm glad I didn't have to pay for it. So I have another bottle sitting in the fridge. I don't know what to do with it. It's a nice looking bottle. Maybe I'll just keep it as a souvenir. Yeah. I wonder how much it costs to drink it at Universal Studios. Yeah, I would not pay money to drink what I had again. My stomach was not happy at all. Maybe it could have been a funny review. I didn't finish the bottle, by the way. I'm not even sure if I didn't even get through half of it. Anywho, back on to skitty content. So I need to work on some voice work. I'm doing some lines for a game, which is a little bit out of my wheelhouse. Maybe I'll give more context and news about it in future rambles. I need to finish editing my Not Safe for Work Wolfie audio, which also comes with a Not Safe for Work version of Art by Lenoir. My Wolfie girl has a very nice tush. So, I will use that in my Pornhub thumbnail. Yes. Oh, nice tush and nice boobs. So look forward to that. And Safe for Work audio-wise, I'm not sure I'll make it in time for Mother's Day. I can't believe it's Mother's Day already. You guys be nice to your moms, okay? I think I want to do a mummy bun audio. I'm gonna be your special mummy. Mummy? Mommy. Which do you like more? I've been told both. I think I naturally say mummy. But mommy is also cute. What do I call my mom? Mom. Now that I'm overthinking it, I don't know. Mum. I might just use both interchangeably. Yeah. So, bunny audio, because I got inspired by a big bunny girl. Art by Nobro. He's done a lot of my YouTube thumbnails. And this bunny girl looks so cuddleable. Mostly because she has nice big squishy boobs. I'm working on a script with that, with Fred writing. Hopefully we'll get it out by the end of the month. But it'll be nice and cozy. You snuggle in with your big mommy girlfriend, bunny. Alright. I hope you guys are doing well. And for patrons this month, last month I gave you some leggy pics. I think I might sneak out with Pinkun tomorrow if the weather is nice, and we'll go take pics out in nature. I'm gonna take Pinkun outside. He's been holed up here in my recording room for too long. We need some sunlight. So that's what we're gonna do. Alright. Time to get some work done.